Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is The Author Show, and I'm your host, Linda Thompson. Today, we're going to be talking about how to take an idea and turn it into a book. If you are a struggling author or have an idea and would like to become an author, our featured book, How to Write Your Book from an Idea to Your Published Story, is a great place to start. Author Francine Barry-Stern joins us today to share why she wrote her book and much, much more. Francine, welcome to our program.
Hey, Linda. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Francine, without giving too much away, what is How to Write Your Book from an Idea to Your Published Story all about?
The book is about people who want to write. Have you ever asked the question, do you write or want to write? And most people say, yeah, I'm going to write a book someday. Well, most people don't write a book someday. Writing is hard. It's not as easy as just sitting down and letting it flow for most people. And so they try to learn about it. But it's very difficult to learn because it's a very dry subject to teach. So what we tried to do is take the concept of fun, an interactive step-by-step journey that could take anyone from an idea to a finished story. And the fun part is that we use characters who represent the editor, the publisher, and especially the writer. That's a wise old owl, a foxy editor, and a professional dog publisher. They are going to help you with catchy quotes, tips, and all types of ways to get from the idea all the way to a finished story. And that's basically how you're going to write all the way to the end. And that's the important part, to get to the finish.
I found that your idea of the three wise guides to be an extremely creative idea. How do other people take to it, and what do each of your wise guides actually do?
Well, it's funny because people take to it differently. Some people say, well, that's a kid's book. And I say, okay, then did you write your book and you're a professional? And they say, no, I haven't written my book. And I say, well, why don't you just give it a try and see how they can help you? And the whole idea of these guides is that from their point of view, they're going to guide you on how to take the journey to your finished story. In other words, if I'm a writer and I have experience, I can help you with all the places where you're going to have trouble as you go. How to start, how to get through your chapters, how to do your characters, what to do when you get writer's block. But as an editor, most people don't understand that you've got to have that hook. You've got to have your story so that the reader doesn't come to the end and say, uh-oh, you didn't tell me that, or you forgot to answer these questions. The writer has to be kept consistent, and that's the editor's point. But when we get to the publisher all the way along is looking at the audience, is trying to see, how are we going to market this book? And most writers never think about that. But the publisher is giving you tips all the way to try and help you be sure that you stay true to your audience and how this book is going to be marketed.
We've established that your book was written for writers or people with great ideas. But did you write it with any specific type of reader in mind?
That's a funny question because we never really wrote it with a reader in mind. We wrote it with a writer in mind. It's kind of like, how do we get on the right, W-R-I-T-E, road? So what we did was we created it from the concept of everybody takes a vacation. But how do you take that vacation? Well, you have to save up your money. And in this case, you have to save up your thoughts and your imagination to figure out what you're going to write. You have to plan. Where are you going? How are you going to get there? What are the roadblocks along the way? What about if there's traffic? Where are you going to stay? How are you going to put it together so that you get from day one when you start your trip to day whatever when you come home? What are you going to do when you get where you're going? So it was based on the writer rather than the reader, understanding that everybody understands the concept of a car trip and understands how to get from one place to another. So we have found that this book has been used by teenagers, and it's been used by senior citizens, all being able to create their work based on the 12 chapters that give them each a way to get from one place to the next, to the next, to the next, until they get to the finished story.
Francine, you're listed as a co-author of your book. Please share a little bit about who your co-author is and the collaboration between the two of you to bring your book to the public.
Bobby Madry started out as my mentor. She had been an editor with Milady Publishing and with John Wiley for many years. And then she took on her own company where she was working as an editor for young writers and trying to mentor writers in the area. She had a newspaper column about writing. I met her at a business meeting, and I talked to her about a book that I had written for my children who didn't read. And I had stuck it in a drawer because they never read it, even after I finished it. So she said to me, well, why don't you take it out of the drawer and let's work on it. And X number of months later, I had a finished book. And we sat down and sort of liked each other and talked about people like me who were writers who had trouble getting their writing published, and how many good books there were out there that nobody ever read that wound up in a drawer. And we decided to start a company for anyone who wanted to write.
I love the illustrations on your book cover and inside your book. Who was the talented artist that created the graphics?
Actually, we went and got some clip art and just worked with it. So there was no real artist that created this. But I found characters that just spoke to me. The wise old owl, the foxy editor, the very English type publisher, very successful.
I found your book to be intriguing in that you're not just listing things to do, nor are you writing text in a lecture form. You've made the contents very interesting. How did you arrive at this style?
As a speaker, I like to keep an audience interested. So I tend to throw in weird sayings, thoughts, jokes. And I felt like if we're going to write a book to keep people interested, we need to add quips. We need to make the tips funny. We need to use each one of the characters to say things, but to say it in such a way that people are going to stay interested.
Have you always wanted to be a writer?
Yes, from the time I was a little girl, kids were supposed to be seen and not heard. I was very extroverted, and so I tried to be heard and nobody listened. So I picked up the pen and started to express my feelings and started to write stories, and people started to find my stories and read them, and that's how that happened. But I was an actress by trade, and so I used the writing to help me to be a better actress. And eventually I turned to writing because acting was too hard to make a living at.
That's a great idea. So you've also published a trilogy of fiction. Will you share just a short teaser about these books?
Yes, the trilogy is called Code 47 to Brevforce. And the reason I wrote it, as I said, is because my sons were playing Game Boy and they didn't read. So they loved superheroes. So I decided to write a book about superhero adventure, about how there's a superhero in all of us, no matter who we are. When the situation arises, we can all stand up and be superheroes. And now it is a 750-page trilogy when it started out as only about 75 pages. That's how I get myself from here to there. And in How to Write Your Book, actually, when we do our review chapters, we use the examples of how I wrote Brevforce to show how any book can be written. And I use the steps that I took to write it. And they're showing how anybody can write their book using the same steps.
Well, Francine, you share in your book what you call a series of 12 writing maps, and those maps mm-hmm. are your chapters. What are those writing maps, and why did you choose to term them that way?
Again, the step-by-step interactive car journey. So each chapter represents one more step in that journey. How you plan, how you prepare to write, fleshing out your story, finding your location, your setting, your time, getting on the road to a plot, constructing it, looking in the rearview mirror of how are your characters seen, how is your construction, the mechanics of writing, letting your character speak, making sure you stick to your writing style, and how you finish the story so that you've got something that people are going to want to read, but then not finishing it there, finishing with how to take it to market if that's where you want to go. So that's the way we constructed each chapter.
Is how to write your book similar to anything else we may have read?
You know, I have a hard time answering that question because I'm sure there are elements of it that are very similar to other writing books. But the style with which it was written, the idea of letting the characters that represent the writer, the editor, and the publisher each speak and narrate the whole journey. No, I have not found anything like that concept out on the market.
Francine, what would you say is the most important message in How to Write Your Book that you're offering readers?
When I really think about the most important message, I think it's that if you've ever had the desire to write, start now. Do it. Don't wait. Don't say, I'm going to do it someday. If it's a dream that you have, if it's something you feel that you must do, then stop making excuses. Pick up a book, my book or someone else's, and get out there and do it. Because writing lasts. What we say disappears in the wind after we've said it. But what's written on paper, that's always going to be here. And that's the important message from one generation to the next. So do it.
What fantastic advice. So
Thank you.
Will you please read for our listeners a short excerpt from How to Write Your Book?
Yes, thank you. I've prepared something from the introduction, hopefully to give you kind of a sense of what my feelings were when the book was written. Here we go. Writing is hard work. But anything worthwhile is worth working for. But also remember that writing is an art that can be learned. It's not brain surgery. No matter what level of writing skill you possess, by following the techniques laid out in this book, you should be able to see yourself as a writer and achieve your goal of a completed manuscript. We also want you to remember that books can be written in a matter of months or a matter of years. Authors take years because they write and maybe put the work away or put it in a drawer for stretches of time. But we imagine more good books are in drawers than have been published. And if you have one, it's time to take it out and see that if you haven't started it, now's the time to commit with us and get started. Think of writing as embarking on an adventure and sticking with it until you reach your writing destination. If you do, you'll have a more positive outlook and a stronger motivation to finish that work.
I love that excerpt. Thank you so much. So tell me, where can we learn more about you, about your publishing work and your other books? And most of all, where can we purchase How to Write Your Book from an Idea to Your Published Story?
We have a website. It's goldenquillpress.com. There you will find information about the book, about both authors, Bobby Madry and myself. You'll also get a history of Golden Quill Press, who we are, and what we do. The books are also available through all major online retail stores, and we also have a distributor for those that are libraries and retail facilities.
We've been talking today with Francine Berry Stern, author of How to Write Your Book from an Idea to Your Published Story. Francine, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for spending time with us. And when you publish your next book, I do hope you'll come back and chat with us again.
Well, thank you, Linda. It's been great. I have a lot of fun when I get to talk about the book. Obviously, we put a lot into it. It is 20 plus years of working with writers and knowing how much people want to write those books and get them out there. So I hope that something that I've said has sparked your audience, and that if there are writers out there, that they're going to get down and do it. And that's the most important thing. So thank you. And when I do write my next book, you'll be my first call. How's that?
Francine's book is one I found to be an exceptionally educational yet very interesting book to read. She's offering a unique perspective in the form of a journey, using the writing guides as the trip's leaders. So if you've ever said, I want to write a book, Francine's How to Write Your Book from an Idea to Your Published Story is the perfect place to start. And I thank you for listening. The Author Show podcast may be accessed at any time by visiting theauthorshow.com, and selected interviews can also be found on major podcasting platforms such as Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, and many more. Are you an author who would like to be featured on our show? Please visit theauthorshow.com and complete the interview request form so that we may contact you. Marketing is seldom easy for authors, and The Author Show is a great way to promote your work worldwide using a high-quality interview that can make a real impact. Please visit our site daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.